Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is November the 5th, 2016. My name is Dolores Gines. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here with Garnett Wilson, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. In fact, she's very close to being a diamond member. The term golden means that Garnett has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Garnett, let's begin with you telling us about your beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Lexington, Missouri, which is about 40 miles from Kansas City, Missouri. And I was born on February the 3rd, 1919. My parents were William Austin Hancock and Allie Freeman Hancock. And I grew up in Lexington, finished high school at Douglas High School, and after finishing high school, do you want more?
Absolutely.
After finishing high school, I went to Western University, which was a Methodist junior college. And this was in 1996. And, 1936. I graduated in 1936, and then I went to Western University for 2 years, and from there I went to Emporia, Kansas, to Emporia State Teachers College at that time, and graduated in 1941. From Emporia State Teachers College at that time. Also, it was at Emporia that I learned about Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. They had a chapter there, and I was pledged, but they did not go through with the entire pledge, and so after I came to Kansas City, I was made in Beta Omega, and this was in 1944. I graduated from Emporia in 1941, but I believe the pledge ceremony took place about 1940. Mm-hmm. So had they gone through, I would have been a diamond by now.
Garnett, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have one sister, and she lives in Emporia, in Wichita, Kansas, and has two children, and she had four children. Two of them passed in adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you married, Garnett?
I was married for 41 years, but my spouse has passed.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Thomas D. Wilson.
Did you all have any children?
My husband had two children when we married. We did not have children between us, but I raised the two sons, or helped to raise the two sons that he had, and we had a very nice family life. And
I understand that you're now retired, but what was your occupation?
I am retired. I retired in 1981. I was an educator. I taught for about 30 years. I was with the Kansas City School District for 39 years, and I taught my first year. I taught in a small town called Narbonne, Missouri, as a teaching principal. I taught in upper elementary and high school, and then I went into counseling, secondary school counseling.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you first became acquainted with Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority when you were at school in Emporia.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that led you to want to become a member of the sorority?
Well, I think the association with other young ladies that were already a part of the sorority, and they were so helpful in many ways, and I kind of liked the sister-like atmosphere that they brought into the relationship that I had with them.
Tell me, how has Alpha Kappa Alpha impacted your life?
Well, our motto, in service to others, and that's one of the things that I've always tried to do, is treat others like I would like to be treated, and to do what I can to help people wherever I go. And the spiritual part of the life of our sisters and all impressed me to want to continue to do what I'd been taught to do as a child. And as a result of that, I really feel that it impacted my adult life, yes, to continue to do those things, to continue to help where you can, to work with people and realize it, have compassion and that kind of thing. And all of that impressed me. The sister part, you know, when you go especially to other cities and all, it's kind of nice to have someone to turn to. And I did have an opportunity to travel quite a bit in my adult life, and to meet somebody who either had pink and green on, or to meet someone who knew our handshake, and all made me feel real good. And I've carried that through my adulthood and still find it comforting.
As you think back to your early days in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, Beta Omega chapter, I'm sure that you can remember some things that occurred that were very memorable to you, that impressed you, that meant a great deal to you. Can you give me some of those memorable moments?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that I do remember, and I carried this even into after I retired. I don't know if you remember Baco. Can't think of her first name right now.
Eunice
Johnson Baco, that's right. And Eunice was already a member of Beta, I believe, when I joined. I'm not sure, but I think so. And Eunice was a community involved person. And at that time, Beta Omega had a project that we called Community Outreach. And Eunice was the chairman of that committee. And she asked me to be a part of it. And I was not retired at that time. But the IRS trained, well, first of all, I worked with the Committee of Women Voters. I worked with that. We went out into the streets to register people and to make sure that they went to vote, and even offered to supply transportation for those who needed it. And then that turned into another program that we called Tax Counseling for the Elderly. And I continued along to work along with Eunice on that. Then after Eunice passed, I took over as the local coordinator for that program. So that program was very dear to my heart. And I continued to work with it after I retired and up until 4 years ago, when because of vision problems and also because of my hearing, I decided that I would not be able to give the kind of service that I had given from 1981 when I retired until I gave it up 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. But that was very rewarding because, again, another opportunity to serve the community. So that's one of them. And I can think of other things. I remember when Beta Omega sponsored the fashion, the Ebony fashion shows, and I was worked on the various committees. In fact, I believe it was in 1963 when President Kennedy was killed. We had scheduled a fashion affair for that particular time. And that was in November. And some wanted to cancel it. And others of us said no, that we were going to go on with it because people needed a relief from their sadness of the assassination of the president. And so we went on with that.
What was the purpose of the Ebony Fashion Fair?
Well, it was to raise funds, of course, and also to reach out into the community and let them know what we were doing as a part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've been in the sorority for a long time, so I'm sure that you have held some offices or had some titles, worked on some committees. Can you tell me what offices you've held, what titles you've held, what committees you've worked on?
Well, now remember, it's been a long time ago. but I have been, I've served as bacillus, antibacillus, grammatus, tamiocus, on scholarship committees, on any committee where I could be of service.
What is bacillus?
Bacillus is the president or the presiding officer.
So would antibacillus be like a vice president?
Antibacillus is the vice president.
What's the tamiocus?
The treasurer.
Okay. What's the grammatus?
The secretary.
Okay. And what other committees have you worked on and chaired?
I worked on scholarship committee, definitely. I was in counseling, so therefore I was very interested in scholarship. And I can't remember all of the committees that I served. Don't forget, this has been a long, long time ago, but wherever I could be of service, I certainly volunteered to do it, and I am grateful for the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you like most about being an Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority member?
Well, I think I perhaps has covered part of it because I've said I particularly like the closeness in the relationship of those of our members and the sisterhood, and especially now that I have grown older and have problems with getting from one place to another. The SARs are always offering to do whatever they can. I'll pick you up or that kind of thing, and that makes me feel very good. Just in many ways help, and so I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a great Alpha Kappa Alpha story that you'd like to share, something that you remember that just impacted you in some way?
Well, I remember in 1950 when we had the Tri-Conference in Kansas City. It was a lot of fun, a lot of preparation, and with all of the with the AKs and the fellows and all sharing, that was a great experience. And I remember that Jim and Marie Thomas and I shared the escort committee. And I remember one little lady who I would say was about 80 years old, who was in attendance. I don't remember where she was from now. But anyway, we asked her, would she like to have an escort to the gala? And so she said, yes, indeed. And then we said, do you have any age preference? She said, the younger, the better. So I remember that and thought that was so cute.
That is a good story. And did she get her younger the better?
Oh, yes. And a lovely young man. We got a young man that was not as old as she, but a nice young fellow who she enjoyed the evening with.
Well, Gurnett, can you tell me, what advice do you have for young members of the sorority who are just starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Don't come in and just sit down. Come in wanting to do the work of the sorority, because that's the only way the sorority or any organization can survive. It's when we recognize that we all have a part, and that whatever you do is important. And encourage especially young people to come in and just see what you can do to improve and enhance whatever. Don't just think that because you have become a member that you've made it. Come in and make it a good sorority.
And I know one of the things that we often hear is that nothing is static. It should be growing and developing. And I'm sure Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority has changed over the years. What can you tell me about the changes within Alpha Kappa Alpha? How has it changed?
Well, I think it's become more involved in especially issues health. I can't just recall, but we have become more involved. We're not static, as you say. We see a need and we address those needs. And so I don't say are political, but we get into whatever the political needs are, and especially where they address the Black community. And so I think we do more of that now. Health issues, we are into it, to health issues particularly.
Mm-hmm. Garnett, what do you want the Sorars to remember about you?
Well, please, if you just remember that I was a sister who loved, was concerned about, interested in all things pertaining to the sorority, that I wanted to represent Alpha Kappa Alpha wherever I went. I wanted to be a good representative, that they would not be ashamed to claim me as a sister, and that I was always willing to give a helping hand, financially as well as otherwise, service, giving of service to our people. All people. That's one thing about the AKA sorority. All people matter, and we're concerned about them.
As we get near the end of this interview, you've already said that you like the way the sorority has gotten more involved in issues of the day. What are some of the things, if any, that you would like to see the sorority become involved in or develop to become?
Well, I certainly would like for them to continue to reach out and see needs and address those needs. Otherwise, we're not carrying out our own motto. So therefore, yes, reach out there in the community, not if it just affects the black community, but it affects children, it affects the elderly, it affects all of those, oh God, oh Lord, I'm about to pray over it. But it affects all of us and all of our needs and that kind of thing. Let us not forget from where we have come either, and that we will remember always to give God the glory for whatever we do, and whatever we do in His name, we are doing our work, and that's what I would like to see done. Continuing that kind of thing and expanding.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Garnett, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Garnett Wilson, dated November 5th, 2016, at the Midwest Genealogical Center.